you got. If you love somebody, then love them a lot. Live for the moment, give it all you got. What you gonna do?
This album from Jeffrey Straker, who, guess what, is sitting right across from me in studio. Jeffrey, welcome to the Evan Bray Show. Welcome back to the Evan Bray Show.
Thanks for having me. This is always such a treat.
And I'm so glad we get to reconvene here. This is so fun.
Know,
so
right?
fun.
I know. I was just telling you, I was just speaking with another one of my favorite people, Carmi Levy. It's like, this is my, yesterday I had my friend Naomi Parnas on the show. Hosting radio is the time that I get to talk to people that I actually enjoy. Sorry, family. The truth comes out. Okay, Jeffrey, first, congratulations are in order. Many, many congratulations. You are now a 2025 Canadian Folk Music Award winner, and they apparently give out rings, I see.
It's such a, there's
You're
so
wearing
many
a ring you weren't wearing last time I saw
No.
you.
So I won the Canadian Folk Music Award, which I was very, I went, played at the gala in Ottawa. It was exciting. I sat while they announced the names in the category, bated breath, and then they announced my name, and I almost wet myself.
Like, did they have a camera on you?
Yeah, it was, the whole thing was crazy. And then I went up, and the first thing out of my mouth, Tamara, was, I think there's been a mistake. Anyways, I was delighted to win that.
Oh.
But then probably a bigger prize
yeah.
was I proposed to my partner this year.
Yeah.
He said yes.
Yay.
And I put a ring on his finger. He gave me back a ring. We're engaged to be married next summer. I'm so excited. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I am so excited. So I am like really awful with social media. I'm barely ever on there. But every once in a while I go on Instagram because sometimes people will send me messages on there. That's how they connect.
Yeah.
And when your pictures pop up, first of all, I love following your musical journey, and we're going to be talking all about that. But you had shared photos from the engagement,
yes,
from the proposal.
The proposal, yeah.
The proposal at in Ireland, and just like stunning photographs. And phew, he said yes. I'm sure you were really wondering, right?
Could you imagine if we went to the north coast of Ireland, got it on that rock, pulled out the ring?
Oh, come on.
I knew he was going to say this. He is a lovely guy. I'm so excited. I'm so lucky. And
he's so lucky. I mean, I have not met Michael, so I cannot judge how lucky you are to have him, but I know how lucky he is to have you. Can you share anything about wedding plans?
So yeah, we're getting married next summer, next July. And the wedding is going to be on Michael's parents' farm at Rollo. So it's a Dog River wedding. So I'm pretty excited. Michael's a farmer. I grew up on a farm. Michael's parents are wonderful people, and they have the most incredible yard. Like, the flowers are like, it's basically, let's face it, the Butchart Gardens of Saskatchewan. Like, Michael's mom and him have such green thumbs. So it's the setting is perfect, you know?
Nice.
So now, of course, outdoor wedding. Who knows if it's going to rain or not? I don't know. We'll figure
it
that
won't.
Out.
It's not allowed. We can't.
No.
As they say in the Encanto song, no, we don't talk about Bruno. No clouds allowed in the sky.
Keep singing that every day till the wedding.
No. We're just singing Jeffrey Straker here. Okay, so Jeffrey Straker, first, I want to throw out our number because there's always people that want to like send you a message when we're on the air together. 1-877-332-8255 if you want to text in any questions or comments to Jeffrey Straker. But you have been a busy man.
It's been busy.
So first, you win this Canadian Folk Music Award for Canadian Folk Singer of the Year for Great Big Sky, which you're listening to a song from that coming into this. You performed at the gala in Ottawa. Tell me about Japan. How did you end up in Japan? What happened in Japan? This was just like a month or so ago?
It was a month ago. Like, there's been so many things going on. I actually forgot about this.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was in Japan for 2 weeks. I performed at Expo 25 in Osaka in the Canada Pavilion, and then a few shows around the expo site. And that was a trip. I knew very little about Japan. I'd never been. I fell in love with the place. Mm. But so about a year ago, I got this email out of the blue from the artistic director of Canada's National Arts Centre. Once again in Ottawa. Ottawa is featuring in this conversation.
Very much. And she just said,
"Hey, I'm booking Expo 25 performances. Would love to have you if you can be available." And I was like, let me check.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, look, I am. How weird. So flew over to Osaka. The whole trip was crazy. Like, on the way over, by total random chance, Air Canada bumped me up to sleeper pod executive class.
What?
Like,
what?
I thought they
just bumped people off flights.
I would have to mortgage that. There I was. Like,
are you an Air Canada influencer now, Jeffrey Straker?
I don't know. No. Like, it was random. It was. It sounds like I am, but no. Like, there I was, like, in this bed on a plane.
Have you ever been on one of those?
No.
I'm so jealous.
The problem now, Tamara Cherry, is that now I know that exists.
You can't do anything.
And
else.
Now economy feels like I'm like riding a cattle train. Anyway, the trip over was incredible. And then, yeah, singing for these Japanese audiences at the Canada Pavilion on this beautiful stage and around the expo site. And, you know, by and large, they speak a bit of English, but they really didn't know what I was singing about, really. But I had a translator who would set up the song with me. I tell a little story. Part of my show is I tell some stories.
Yes.
And he would explain to the audience what the song was about. And then they just let the music take them there. And they were just so wonderful, you know? Some of them, these people started coming to multiple shows. And then some of them at the end of the 2 weeks brought me gifts.
They brought you gifts?
Gifts. It was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. What sorts of gifts?
Like Japanese snacks, a jigsaw puzzle of a Japanese scene. It was mostly food, but because they figured out that I like pies and they're not into pies.
They
brought me pie.
They don't do dainties over there.
There are dainties.
Okay.
Yeah, there was some of that too. They were just lovely, and the one guy just took a bunch of photos, and he recently sent me photos on a USB stick. They were just lovely. You know,
that is really lovely.
Yeah, I fell in love with the place.
I wonder, I'm thinking about, because I was going to bring that up too. So much of the energy in your shows comes from these stories that you tell between your amazing songs, your incredible piano skills. And did this translator in Japan do you justice? Was he or she animated, very excited about it? How were people reacting to your stories?
The translator guy was quite an animated guy, so he was a perfect match for me, I think. And a really, what made me understand what was going on one night, I would always say to the audience, like in the middle of Osaka, city of 20 million people, like I would say, hey, I'm from Saskatchewan. Has anyone ever heard of it? And they're always like crickets. And then
I drove through there once.
Yeah, exactly. flew over. And then one evening I said, hey, I'm from Saskatchewan. Has anyone ever heard of it? And this voice in the audience in perfect English said, I know where it is. I've been there. And I looked and there was this Japanese young woman. And I said, wait a second. How do you know about it? She said, I used to live in Prince Albert. I was like, what? And so I said, we have to speak after the show. And as it turns out, she was an exchange student.
Oh my gosh.
In actually not even Prince Albert, in Meath Park.
Wow.
Years ago. And she was the loveliest human being. And so she told me, she said, you know, it was so weird standing at her in the crowd, hearing everyone talk in Japanese, because even though they can't understand the lyrics, mm-hmm. they get the setup from the translator. She said, but what they're really enjoying is the energy.
Yes. You bring the energy.
But
Jeffrey.
It was so funny to hear, because I had no idea, right?
Yes.
But then hearing this person who strangely had lived in Saskatchewan play this back to me, it was really nice to hear that even though they can't hear the words through the music, they're like, music is this weird force, right?
For sure.
And even though there was language barrier, music was still doing its job. So I was quite grateful for that moment, you know?
It really has the power to connect us. Is this the first time you've performed in front of a non-English crowd?
Yeah. I mean, I've performed in like the Netherlands and Chile, but those audiences actually spoke more English than they
and
did.
And Ireland,
Japan.
I mean, that's a very thick accent. It's basically.
I mean, sometimes in Northern Ireland, I'm like, are we speaking the same language?
I know, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
We need to go to a break. Okay. I have so much more I want to talk to you about. Hello, Christmas coming up. Maybe a Christmas album about to drop. We're going to get to that after the break. And the king has heard your music. People, the king, King Charles has heard his music. We're going to hear that story after the break here live in studio with Jeffrey Straker on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. You can carry on with grace. And that is one of Frank's favorite songs from Jeffrey Straker, who joins me live in studio.
Hello.
Frank picked that out this morning.
Aww.
I was talking to him about music. He's like, I got to do this one. I got to do this one for at least one of the segments. Texts are coming in for Jeffrey Straker. You can keep them coming. 1-877-332-8255. Jim from Watson writes, tell Jeffrey congratulations on the award and the engagement.
Oh, thank you.
Canadian Folk Music Award winner Jeffrey Straker, Contemporary Canadian Folk Singer of the Year. Amazing. And Jace in Regina texting in, It's funny he says that, and I think this he's referring to your performances in Japan. I listen to a lot of different music, and a lot of it isn't in English either. English is the only language I speak, but my girlfriend is Croatian, and I love a lot of Croatian music, but I also have a few Russian songs and Swedish songs and Italian songs. I don't understand a word of it, but I still love it.
Oh.
That reminds me, I'm married to a Brazilian man. Forgot.
Because you needed a reminder.
We listen to a lot of Portuguese music, and I understand a lot of it now, but some of it, it's just the music that moves me.
Yeah.
I think that's what I was connecting to when you were telling me about your performances in Japan.
Yeah.
We have a king to talk about.
We do.
King Charles.
That king.
Jeffrey Stringer. Jeffrey Stringer.
Stringer the Kinger.
Jeffrey Stringer, what brings King Charles into this dignified conversation?
Well, in a very bizarre twist of events, a copy of my CD Grippings Guide was delivered to Buckingham Palace. And I kind of think I figured out how it got there, but it's odd. I first got an email from Buckingham Palace saying, this is like last fall, Dear Jeffrey Stringer. Now I know their email address.
Oh my gosh.
Dear Jeffrey Stringer, just
they're
to let you know.
They're on your mailing list.
They went to my spam box. And so, Dear Jeffrey Stringer, just to let you know, a copy of your CD, Grippings Guide, made its way into the royal household in London today. And I was like, that will go down as the strangest email I've ever received. But then, wait, there's more. So 2 weeks later, Dear Jeffrey Stringer, same email address, just to let you know, today the copy of Grippings Guide was hand-delivered to His Majesty King Charles III.
Wow.
And it was really, like, bananas.
With a white glove, I presume.
Well, I pictured it on a silver tray. But
a white glove holding the silver tray.
With like high tea. Something. Like,
yes. Whatever.
Maybe in a carriage. I don't know. I'm sure there was a pony.
In a carriage.
But either way, he got it. And then I was like, because I'm a very practical gent, because I was raised on a grain farm in Saskatchewan. I'm all about practical. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yes, this is all fine and dandy.
But Thank you, Joseph.
Is there a CD player in Buckingham Palace? And as it turns out, there was.
OMG.
So he listened to it. And I got an email when I was actually on tour in the UK. And it was actually forwarded from the Lieutenant Governor of Saskatchewan, who forwarded a message from the king.
Uh-huh.
And he, in the message, he said, I listened to the songs on the record. There's a song that I had written, which is how this all started, for the Lieutenant Governor's celebration of the coronation in 2023. Uh-huh. And it just turned out to be like a folk song that I quite enjoyed. So I put it on my record. So he listened to it, said he was touched by it, and he sent warm wishes for the tour that I was on of the UK, and he signed it, wait for it, he signed off, warmest sincerely, Charles R.
What?
I know.
Charles R.
R for Rex, hello.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is incredible. Okay, so can you tell us how it got there, how you think it got there?
So I'm pretty sure. So actually, I actually think from what I've now gathered, two copies got there.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Both of Grippings Guide.
Yeah, Grippings Guide. I think His Honor, Russ Morasty, took a copy, I think.
His Honor,
right? And now Morasty is no longer the Lieutenant Governor. Mm-hmm. We have a new Lieutenant Governor. Mm-hmm. But I also believe our dear good friend, Regina Mann, and High Commissioner to the UK, Ralph Goodale. I believe he might have taken a copy.
Wow.
One of those two fine gentlemen, and I think it might be both, took a copy. And if it was both, I'm sure the king was like, for the love of God, would you stop giving me this guy's CDs? I'll just listen. So he did.
I love this. King Charles listening to Jeffrey Straker on high tea. And who is this lovely gent from Saskatchewan?
Yeah. It's
so now he's on your email list.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be showing up for your Christmas concerts.
Could we expect
a royal visit, perhaps, because you are bringing a very prairie Christmas tour back to Saskatchewan.
Yep.
Tell me about this. I'm going to be there. Just saying. We've just got a couple minutes left, but run us through the shows.
Only the World Capitals, Tamara. This is it's a World Capital tour. We're going to two shows in Regina, Casino Regina, two shows in Saskatoon at the Basement. We're going to Oxbow, Yorkton. Why am I forgetting them all?
Nipawin
and
Swift Current.
And there's Swift Current at the Event Center, and there could be one more added. But those 8 dates so far, and it's so fun to do these shows.
They are so good. I was there last year, and I'm going to breaking news for Ma Cherry, as she's known in my cell phone. Ma, I know I told you in our chat a couple weeks ago that the tickets were sold out. So I did that so you wouldn't buy them because you are going to the Jeffrey Straker Very Prairie Christmas tour with me and your other kids. That's part of your Christmas present.
Delightful.
I was telling you, Jeffrey, I wanted that to be a surprise, but I couldn't come on here and be like, people, don't look for tickets because they're all out. There are still some tickets available.
There
right?
are still tickets available,
and
yeah.
Where else might people hear some of your Christmas tunes?
Well, Tamara, this year, and this is probably the first time I get to say this out loud in public, I'm releasing a 12-song Christmas record.
I don't even think you can understand how excited I am about this. I have been waiting for Jeffrey Straker Christmas album with bated breath. I'm like done with Michael Bublé, okay? Bublé, you do a good Christmas album.
Yeah.
We need a Very Merry Christmas album from Very Prairie Christmas album.
We're calling the record A Very Prairie Christmas because
Yay!
That's what the show is called. And it's
when can we get it? How can we get it?
4 original songs, 8 classics. It'll be available as pre-orders very soon. Follow my social medias.
Okay.
Within the next 2 weeks.
Jeffrey Straker, so good to have you. I just adore you. And I'm excited to have you on again.
This is always so
fun. An engagement, a big award, the king, Japan, A Very Prairie Christmas tour and album. So much going on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good sir. Thank you very much.
Tally-ho.
You're listening to Tamara Cherry and Jeffrey Straker on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.